While the calendar says it's officially spring, Vermonters know it will be weeks before things really start greening up. But there are subtle signs the Green Mountain State is awakening. Sap is running, snow is melting, and tulips are blooming. Vermont Public's Brittany Patterson spent an afternoon with Sarah DeMars of Four Blooms Farm in Bristol to see what it takes to grow these colorful, spring-blooming perennials.
Why are tulips the spring flower?
I would say tulips are the spring flower because they're one of the first flowers that come emerging from the ground as the temperatures start to get warmer. Typically, the daffodils will start to rise, and then the tulips start to rise, and the peonies and the hyacinths, and so many incredible flowers start emerging in the spring.
Perfect spring day.
Yeah, it really is. When spring comes, it just feels like a new year, almost like a new chapter, a new beginning. All the things that you reflected on the past year are finally going to come to life. And so with that, there's a lot of energy, there's a lot of motivation, there's so much excitement, and then there's also a lot of work. So this is one of our greenhouses. Currently we have about 14,000 tulip bulbs in here. So just within this last week, I've ordered about 80% of our bulbs that we will receive in the fall. So those come between like October and November. So when they arrive to our farm, we either dump the crates in the greenhouse, we'll dig a trench, plant them, water them, cover them, and we'll leave them. I have not had to touch these at all this winter, really just a little bit of watering. And then the ones that we force in crates, we think of a crate as like a movable raised bed. So we fill that with some soil, we plant our tulips in there, we water it, cover it, and then we give them like a winter period. And when they're ready for spring, we move them out into the grow space and we give them warmer temperatures and sunlight, which in our case is grow lights. From there, it takes about 3 weeks on average to come into bloom, harvest them, process them, which could be like stripping the leaves, cutting the bulbs off, and then we'll bundle them up, wrap them, and we'll send them out to our markets.
Do we have any in bloom?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes, so those are indoors.
Yep.
We did have to harvest a bunch, but I kind of like shuffled some crates around so that you could see a table kind of in full bloom, which is fun. So what I really love about growing tulips indoors in the winter is like, it could be 5 degrees outside, and then I come up here and it's like 65 and sunny, but it's really, I mean, it's our lights. So I feel like I've been living in spring all winter. Excuse the moss. So right now, with it being like the middle of March, our season indoors is coming down, and we only have a few more crates to pull in, and then our ground plantings will start to bloom. So currently in here, we just started a lily crop. We have tulips here. We're testing out hyacinth, allium, and daffodils, and then the rest will be all tulips. So we kind of grow in two spots. This one, this big room, they are growing a little bit cooler, so they grow a little bit slower. And then in here, this is like our main grow space. So this grow space is warmer, and there's 6 tables. So we usually have, I think, around 10,000 growing at a time. In various stages, from like just getting pulled in to ready to harvest.
Wow, 10,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So for Valentine's Day, we had literally every like inch of space was covered with tulips. We were growing about 15,000 at the time for Valentine's Day. This is kind of like our crate tower. We had over 500 crates that we planted with tulips. So this was our cooler and it was chock full. And I will say one cool thing about flower farming I'm finding is I could be in the current season, but I'm already so excited for the following season. Like, I'm already so excited for our next tulip forcing program. I'm already so excited for next spring. It just makes you like feel so joyful all the time.
So you basically get a little bit of that spring feeling all the time.
Oh yeah, it's great.